But Howard plays on an even bigger stage off the field, one he never asked to be put on, but one he takes very seriously. He suffers from Tourette's syndrome, an inherited neuropsychiatric disorder with onset in childhood.
It's defined as involuntary motor tics and twitches, if you like, and some of it's blinking, clearing my throat, different muscle tensing of different body parts. As I grew up, it became different at different times. One year it was this, the next year it was that, and I think in every case there's a little bit of difference. But for the most part, I'm very similar to most of the people who have TS.
His condition hasn't stopped him from being one of the top goalkeepers in the English Premier League, playing for Everton since 2006. It's between these white posts where Howard stands the tallest. This is his office, his stage, and his place to live out his dreams. But as he plays in likely his last World Cup, his legacy off the pitch may live longer than anything he does on the field.
If a kid wants to look up to me, then I think that's pretty awesome, you know, and I've always tried to live my dreams, you know, even if they were too big for me to even fathom. But with Tourette's syndrome, that was never a stop sign for me. It was always just a little bump in the road that I would just keep going, and it wasn't going to stop me from achieving my dreams. And I try and tell, you know, all the kids that I meet that hope to be amazing one day and be a professional athlete and be a doctor or a lawyer, whatever they want to be, you know, tell them that they can do all that because, you know, TS won't stop them.